Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
Does one talk about gold IRAs?
They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold is outperforming.
Sound of getting us into our mood or the mode one way or another here. This is the Doug Steffen Good Day program. Hello. Doug is here. Hello. I'm Doug. Hello. 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 Hello.
Hello.
Ken Kessler and Doug working our way through some of the issues of the day. Neither of the two gunmen killed in the attack on the museum in Tunis yesterday has been linked to any known terrorist group, although one had previously caught the attention of the Tunisian intelligence services. More violence. 19 people died. Midday attack on the National Bardo Museum. Why is this important? Well, I guess it depends on what your view is of the A, Middle East, B, terrorism, C, this attack on antiquities that seems to be, is this a part of a concerted effort to wipe out a lot of what, I mean, look at some of the stuff that these guys from ISIS wrecked last week. Not that we had any tears over the elimination of Saddam Hussein's, with his crypt, but his resting, his final resting place. But all of this destruction, is there a rhyme or reason to this, Kenny? Is there a pattern?
There doesn't seem to be. It's just anger and, I don't know, insanity.
One of the worst attacks in this area, by the way, this is North Africa. For those of you who want to look at the map, this is a sort of new democracy, and the area itself, looking at the map of the world, this is a very heavily trafficked tourist area. So I think we've got an update or a report on what went on there. Kara, play that for us, will you?
Tunisia itself is a key target for Islamic State and other militants, because for all the hullabaloo of Arab Spring and all the disappointments and failures, Tunisia, despite some growing pains, has actually been a success story. Their democracy kind of sort of works, and Islamic State and other Islamists cannot tolerate that. They cannot tolerate democracy. They cannot tolerate a pluralistic government of any form. And as you observe, they love to target artworks, added to which, for tiny Tunisia, has really relied on the tourist industry for generations now. It's got wonderful beaches, great historical monuments dating to the Roman era. And so by hitting this museum, killing tourists, they get really a threefer, the Islamist terrorists do. They hit the tourist trade, they hit the Tunisian democracy, and they get to destroy some artworks. I mean, these are the people we're facing. They are barbarians.
Barbarians is probably a good word for them, although they seem very intelligent. Didn't I see something about Jihadi John being some kind of a sex symbol? Did you see there was some link I saw? Wait a minute. Let me see if I can find this, because I hadn't planned on putting it together with what we were talking about here. This is one of, by the way, the few shining lights in terms of democracy that has actually worked. So that's why these people can't stand this stuff. All of the headlines I've got, there is a there's a story somewhere, I guarantee it, Kenny, about, as I saw it when I was less an hour or so ago, and I didn't really, I thought to myself, oh, there it is, okay. I'm on the CNN website. What is Jihadi John's role in ISIS, is the article. And there are pictures of him, supposedly, and what he's all about. His status as a role model, a recruiting tool. The national security folks are looking at him. They refer to him as a bourgeois terrorist in the Washington Post, Mohammed M. Wazi, is Jihadi John, a Briton from a well-to-do family who grew up in the West London area, graduated from college with a degree in computer programming and computer science. Good-looking, tall. So the only reason, well, you can't find him now because he doesn't dress in a way that makes it easy to see who he is. But he was referred to by some as a heartthrob. That's what we need, is a guy who's going to be the poster boy for Jihadi John. And that's why some of these girls, by the way, in case you're not putting two and two together, how many stories have we found in the last, what, week, two, three, 4 weeks of these young girls, 17, 18, 19 years of age? Wasn't there a couple of them from Colorado that I remember?
Yeah.
A few weeks ago? Yeah. Right. Well, one of the subplots here is that this is a recruiting tool, using him as the face for jihadism. The girls think, oh, we're going to go over and be with Jihadi John. Look at what a hunk he is. This is how sick this stuff is. And the girls from England as well. I'm chuckling about this because it's so blatant. This is a society that abhors sexuality. At least that's kind of what they want you to believe. Cover up everything. No nudism. Don't let anything be seen. And yet these girls are getting the inside, I put that in quotation marks, information about Jihadi John and what a hunk he is, so they want to go over. Okay, let's see if we can get over there and get close to Jihadi John. That's what it is. You won't hear that played out by anybody else that way today, but that's kind of the story with him. What do we have on what's going on with ISIS? Facebook.com/Good Day and my Twitter at Good Day, Kenny.
Gary says, it's time these scum were wiped off the earth. When is someone going to do something?
there's a novel approach. Nobody's ever said that before. Yeah. All right. Okay. What else have you got that adds insight to this?
Norman says, excuse me, attacks on tourists should send the message to every government in the region that values tourism. They need to work together.
Mm-hmm. They do all. We have nobody doing anything. Yesterday I was in the hotel room getting ready to go over to the event that I participated in Philadelphia, and I was watching the news, and the simplistic way that people have of understanding, sort of, or not understanding what's going on over in these areas is it's appalling. And then the fact that our government, there was a PBS special. I think I saw that. What's today? Thursday? Tuesday night I was in the hotel, PBS special on what's going on in these areas and how ISIS has gotten so strong so fast. And the people in Washington bumbling and fumbling around doing nothing. And it was really a very shrill attack on this administration and what they haven't done and how they don't seem to care. And once again, it sort of brings you around to government by one person. It's like we have, what is a plutocracy? It's not a plutocracy. What's the monarchy? I guess maybe one person makes all the decisions. And the decision is, let's not really go over there and get involved. Why? Why wouldn't you want to stop these people in their tracks? Yes? No? No, but the shooting and the killing that's going on over there, they have no idea. And then the question comes up, do you care about those guys over there? Well, I would say that normally, I'm not an isolationist, but I'm not one who thinks we get out. I think we certainly wasted our time and effort and many lives in Iraq and created the situation that now exists there. And then Afghanistan, sort of the same thing. But what do we do now? We created. You're the taxpayer. You paid for our men and women to go over there and all the military components to get rid of Saddam Hussein and blow up the country. So you and I are the ones who created this. We allowed it to be done when we knew in our heart of heart and soul of souls George Bush was lying. Or if he wasn't lying, he had no grasp on reality when it came to Iraq. None. But the bully pulpit gave him, at the time that he was in his first term, the opportunity to push everybody into and cow them into going into Iraq when there was no reason to go into Iraq. None. Zero. Nada. And even Colin Powell knew it. Everybody knew it. But yet, we did it. Why? How much influence is there from the military-industrial complex in that decision? One would wonder. Behind the scenes or maybe out front. All right, so anyway, that's our overview of what's going on in the Middle East. Anything else you want to add to that, Kenny?
One more kind of goes along with what you were saying. Christy says, ISIS, the Bush legacy continues.
Yeah, that's what it is. 888-302-3684. Ladies and gentlemen, moms and dads, people who are older, younger, there is an amazing product as you get up this morning, look in the mirror, and you see the puffiness and the bags under your eyes, and you think, oh, I don't want to go into springtime with my eyes looking like this. So if you have those pesky bags and puffiness under your eyes and you've been looking at them for way too long, do not wait another moment. Pick up the phone right now and dial 800-543-9262 and get rid of the puffiness. Get rid of the bags. Get rid of the lines around your eyes. You'll join the chorus of people. Here's a note from Westbury, New York, Sherman Oaks, California. Let's see here. I've got a note from somebody not far from me, actually, in Worcester, Massachusetts. This is your business, and you have the age advantage. These are state-of-the-art ingredients. All kinds of things coming from stem cell research, geopeptides, whatever. I mean, do you really care what's in this? All you care about is that it works, right? And I go through a lot of these. Okay, this is the best and the greatest, and here's what it's made from. And it's therapy for bags and puffiness, an intensive treatment for bags, puffiness, and lines around your eyes. It's called GenuCell. Using revolutionary apple stem cell technology to reduce the puffiness around your eyes. Plus, it uses special peptides. But again, do you care about that? All you care about is that it works, right? So call 800-543-9262. And when you mention Doug Steffen, they'll double the amount of GenuCell that they send in your order. Good deal. Get twice as much as you pay for. 800-543-9262. Take advantage of the spring sale opportunity. Get yourself results in 12 hours. You'll love the way you look, and other people will notice it too. 800-543-9262.
Policy issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGdirect.com.
It takes a lot of courage to face your own death, but I'm glad I finally did. See, I was putting off getting life insurance to protect my family, even though I knew it was important. Then my neighbor's husband died. I watched her struggle emotionally and financially. It really made me face reality. If my husband died, how would I pay the mortgage, the car payments, or keep up the life the kids and I had? I realized I needed to get us life insurance right away. So I called AIG Direct. In less than 5 minutes, I had a quote. I was shocked at how affordable it is. Just $14 a month for $250,000 of term life coverage. I feel so much better knowing my family has protection.
Call AIG Direct right now for a free, no-obligation quote. The call takes less than 5 minutes, and you can save up to 70%. Call now, 1-800-294-6051. That's 1-800-294-6051. 1-800-294-6051.
It's the end of quarter clearance sale at Lumber Liquidators. 10 million square feet of flooring must be reduced. That means it's your chance to get laminate for 48% off, like our thickest and best 12-millimeter with attached pad for $149. Bamboo for 33% off, like hand-scraped bamboo for $199, the lowest price of the season. Pre-finished hardwood for 38% off, like hand-scraped hickory and other hardwood styles for $299. Plus, more deals from 49 cents and no interest until 2017. The end of quarter clearance sales going on now. Visit LumberLiquidators.com to find a store near you.
Hi, Hi, my name is DeRay. Suffering from migraines, having Botox injections in my head and neck to alleviate pain, costing $1,500 out of my pocket. I discovered Dr. Ortman and Gentle Touch Chiropractic Adjustment called Nuka. I'm migraine-free since my first adjustment. Thanks for giving me my life back, Dr. Ortman. I wish they prescribed you instead of Botox.
Thanks, DeRay. Putting the bones back in place is only half of the solution. We design a nutritional supplement program the body can handle, actually absorb, providing nutrients targeting the problem area. Between Nuka and Nutrition, we will have you on the road to a faster and more permanent recovery. Look us up on the web at drwortman.com or call 952-303-9124. Let us help you feel better faster. Wellspring Spinal Care at 952-303-9124. Again, that's 952-303-9124. Or on the web at drortman.com.
We love that you're passionate about GCN. And whether you're a listener, a business owner, or a radio industry professional, we've redesigned the new GCN newsletter to keep you in the know. Text GCN Live to 22828 or click on the banner at GCNlive.com. Enter by May 15th. You'll qualify to win a 6-month supply of storable food from MyPatriotSupply.com. Start receiving your newsletter today. The future of talk radio. GCN.
It's no secret that government and big business buy in bulk and get huge discounts not available to the little guy. Until now. Introducing a breakthrough crowd buying website where people can join together, buy in bulk, and get massive discounts on millions of popular products. It's TogetherSave.com. TogetherSave.com. You can save 20, 30, or even 50% off tablets, smartphones, cars, appliances, textbooks, sports equipment, video games, and much more. All with free delivery. Check it out. TogetherSave.com. Visit now and start group buying today at TogetherSave.com.
Say hello to our friends listening this morning in the Portland, Oregon area to the Good Day program. Now, also, let's travel to Charlotte and say hi to those folks down there, Kenny, and around the Pittsburgh and Western Pennsylvania areas. San Antonio, Salt Lake City, how do you do? All over Ohio and Utah and Vegas, Orlando and Northern Florida, Kansas City. Take two on something that is worth your attention. The video of the day today at DougStefan.com, the latest from the Piano Guys. It's a sort of mashup spanning a couple of centuries as the Piano Guys combine the works of Johann Sebastian Bach with a Jackson 600,000 people have already watched this new video, which they call I Want You Bach. Get it? Get it? I see what you're doing, Kenny. Yeah. I Want You Bach. All right, so this is audio that's cool, but you got to see the video. The Piano Guys, the focus. When you log on to DougStefan.com to take the poll and do the other things, looking around there, spend a little time, you'll enjoy, you'll love this video of the day from the Piano Guys at the top of the page, right there. As soon as you click on it, you'll see it. Click on, watch it, enjoy it. 25 after the hour. Speaking of enjoyment, late night show focus now as the monologues of Conan O'Brien and Jimmy Fallon and Seth Meyers get us going.
President Obama apparently filled out his March Madness bracket.
Yeah, you can tell Obama's mind is elsewhere because his top two picks were Israel and Iran.
This is big news about President Obama. Did you hear this? President Obama has decided. He has decided he wants his presidential library to be in Chicago, not Hawaii. Yeah, today Hawaii's governor said, great, who's going to want to come to Hawaii now, okay? There's no presidential library. Why go to freaking Hawaii?
Yeah, what?
For the poi?
Dick Cheney making news during a recent interview with Playboy. That's right, Playboy. Dick Cheney said that President Obama is the worst president in his lifetime. Meanwhile, subscribers to Playboy said Cheney was the worst centerfold in their lifetime.
Edward filling out their brackets. Jeb Bush filled one out. Yeah, you can tell he's running for president because his picks for the Final Four are Iowa, 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 and Iowa. I saw President Obama, he did the bracket too. He sat down with ESPN and he said that he thinks that the NCAA should reduce the shot clock for basketball games. Then he said, and while they're at it, any way they can reduce the being president clock? Take it down a year and a half. I'm ready to go.
There was an election yesterday. It wasn't here, but there was an election yesterday. And despite early exit polls saying the election was too close to call, Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu won a clear victory yesterday and will serve. He will serve a fourth term. So apparently, it was a smart move to go after the Jewish vote. Dick Cheney said in a Playboy interview this week that Barack Obama is the worst president of his lifetime. I mean, come on. You can't tell me Obama is worse than Martin Van Buren. That's right. Dick Cheney gave an interview to Playboy. And for the first time ever, people who got caught with a Playboy are saying, I swear, I was just looking at the pictures.
A lot of attention being given to that interview, for sure. Here's Ellen DeGeneres from her program yesterday joking about the expiration dates that you can find when you're buying food.
Has anyone ever taken something out of the fridge and smelled it to see if it was bad? Here's how you know if something isn't good anymore. If you think you may have to smell it. That's your first clue right there. Here's an easy way to remember. If you have to use your schnoz, it goes in the garbage. Some people don't think that expiration dates mean anything. Most of those people are homesick right now watching. Hi. Feel better.
What's that line again? If you smell it with your schnoz, if you can smell it with your schnoz, then it goes in the garbage.
The garbage.
Ah, yes. Very good. She's always on to it. I think she's very clever and does a nice job. Ellen DeGeneres, that's who we're talking about. 28 past the hour on Good Day.
Welcome to your Both Sides Minute. I'm your host, Mark Green, today with David Frum and Bob Schrum. Coming right up, when it comes to Hillary Clinton's private emails, there's smoke, but is there fire?
Today, my new dad threw a barbecue.
I burnt everything.
And then we played catch.
I broke Mr. Lewis's window.
And then,
somehow, my hand.
My hand! And then my dad even let me drive his car.
The hospital's on the right!
It was a rough day.
It was a great day.
You don't have to be perfect to be a perfect parent. Thousands of kids in foster care will take you just as you are. For more information on how you can adopt, visit AdoptUSKids.org. A public service announcement from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt U.S. Kids, and the Ad Council.
Welcome back. Here's today's Both Sides question for Bob Schrum and David Frum. Is it a faux scandal like Whitewater and Benghazi, or a real scandal like Nixon's tapes, that Hillary Clinton has used her private email account while she was at the State Department?
I think you have to look at the Hillary and Bill actions in conjunction. Bill Clinton left office in 2001. Hillary Clinton was at that time elected to the U.S. Senate. From the moment she was elected to the U.S. Senate, she became a powerful contender to be the next Democratic nominee for president and a likely next president of the United States. As his wife was pursuing the presidency, Bill Clinton raised $250 million from institutions all around the world, including foreign governments, in what looks to me like a system of very dirty money. That, to me, is the scandal. And the email is the mechanism.
Well, the Clinton Foundation has done an enormous amount of good over the last 10, 15 years. I think the ex-president has committed himself to this. It is, as he says, his life's work. So I don't mind it at all. Secondly, I don't think there's anything terrible about taking money from foreign governments, at least while Hillary Clinton was not in office, to support the work of the foundation, which is, after all, global.
That was your Both Sides Minute today with Bob Schrum, author and MSNBC contributor, and David Frum, author and Atlantic Magazine senior editor.
Independently leading the way for the nation. Compelling talk for every political persuasion. We are GCN.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light Systems system today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Are you hungry for delicious, nutritious, rich, and satisfying home-cooked meals? Discover the Vita Clay 4-in-1 Smart Organic Cooker. Unglazed Zeesha Clay, an ancient secret that makes this fast multi-cooker so special. Infusing your food with incredible flavors, perfect texture, vitamins, and minerals for your good health. It's a slow cooker, rice cooker, a steamer, plus a yogurt maker. Go to VitaClayChef.com and enter promo code RADIO20 for 20% off at checkout. That's VitaClayChef.com.
Attention listeners, SurvivalLife.com is giving away free EverStrike permanent matches for a limited time only. These matches are waterproof and will light in any weather condition, rain, snow, or sleet. It will still throw a spark. Its built-in ferrule rod strikes at 3,000 degrees, and it is good for 15,000 strikes. Normally, $15. Today, it's free. Get yours at freewaterproofmatch.com. Again, that's freewaterproofmatch.com. Hurry, supplies are limited. Visit freewaterproofmatch.com today.
By now, you may have heard a bit about Bitcoins. But did you know Bitcoins are now over an $8.5 billion market? And did you know that over 65,000 businesses now accept Bitcoins? Listen, if you're already earning Bitcoins or trying to make money in the Bitcoin market, you've got to know BidBit.co. Why? Because BidBit.co is where you can easily receive Bitcoin by selling and auctioning off your own personal items or promote business products and services for Bitcoins. You heard right. Whether personal or business, you can now buy, sell, and auction your product and services quickly, easily, and securely for Bitcoin at BidBit.co, the first and only marketplace website to offer BidBit escrow, a proprietary technology which gives buyers and sellers security and peace of mind because all transactions are protected. Start today. It's free to join, free to post, free to auction, and free to bid at BidBit.co. Buy, sell, bid, or auction everything Bitcoin. That's www.bidbit.co. BidBit.co.
Now 33 after the hour, Doug Steffen's Good Day program. Kenny and I are going through some of the things that you may want to talk more about or know more about during the course of the day. I've noticed I'm on the farm this morning. We'll be here for a couple of days, and looking at the snow, it's gone down appreciably since I was here a couple of weeks ago. It's still cold. What is it, about 20 degrees here this morning? What is it in San Diego where you are, Kenny?
It's in the mid-60s right now.
Mid-60s, okay, all right.
So there's a 3:30 in the morning.
There's a comparative for you. There's a study out today. Those of you who are listening in Southern California, or any of us that drive in Southern California, and maybe that's sort of from north of the, I would say we go up as far as Santa Barbara, and then down to where Kenny is in San Diego, the good old bad old days of heavy traffic are back again, and anybody who's driven, you may have heard me pulling out my hair on Monday when I was talking about trying to drive around the L.A. Marathon took place on Sunday, and it starts downtown and goes out to the Santa Monica Pier, and so everything on either side was a complete jumbled mess, and because the weather was so warm, it was 94, 96 or something at the beach on Saturday and Sunday, so everybody was pouring out to go to the beach, and that complicated things on top of the race. So it was with the sort of a wry smile on my face. I look at the report that's out today for the worst traffic problems in the country. Once again, Southern California shows up here. The average person, listen to this, the average Angelian or Southern Californian spends an extra 61 hours a year in traffic as compared to people who live in areas that don't have this kind of traffic. In other words, you, if you were working and had to use the 405, the 5, the 10, the 110, the 101, any of those, the 134, the 1, the traffic patterns that in down where you are, Kenny, the 8 and the 5, if you have to use those on a regular basis to get to work, you will spend 61 hours of your life more than the average person to get. If you're, let's say you're driving 8 miles to work. And normally where I am here in eastern Massachusetts, 8 miles would be something it would take you during heavy traffic time, maybe 20 minutes, 25 minutes. Depends on whether you can go the back way or the front way. But to do the same thing in Southern California, if you're going during heavy traffic time, morning drive, afternoon drive, you'll spend more than twice that amount of time in your car. So add it up, multiply, divide it, subtract it, whatever it is that you want to do. The suggestion is strong that getting to work, and this is, by the way, exacerbated by the fact we think good news is gas prices are at 5-year lows. Yeah. So a lot of more cheap gas in California. Let's go travel. Let's take the car out there, Mod, and have a good time. 61 hours of extra traffic time. Okay. So the situation in Israel now, something we can scrutinize. Mr. Netanyahu has been reelected. Pretty much everybody's got that. There is a problem between him and Mr. Obama. Isn't likely to thaw. And so what does that do for this key player in the Middle East as the chessboard moves around over there? There are a lot of people wondering how he did it, because during the course of the day on Election Day, Tuesday, the polls indicated it was neck and neck. It wasn't, well, maybe at 4 o'clock in the afternoon, they didn't know whether Netanyahu was going to win or the other guy was going to win. And then it became clear how he did it. Listen to this.
He basically won by cannibalizing voters from the other right-wing parties, people who had been Likud voters and had come home. In other words, he didn't expand the right-wing camp necessarily, but what he did was he kind of took a mask off, if you will. The most consequential thing, obviously, is to basically say no Palestinian state. I mean, I don't see any conditions in which a Palestinian state will be formed, which, of course, goes against the wishes of many Israelis, obviously, and also Europe and the Obama administration and, of course, the Palestinian Authority. The other thing he did, which you just mentioned, is that he played, I just posted this on the Atlantic magazine website, he kind of played the Israeli version of a Southern strategy and basically tried to scare his base into coming out and giving their votes to him by saying that, you know, essentially the Arabs are coming. Now, Arabs in Israel vote, they're full citizens, and they have a right to vote, and my personal opinion is it's something that he should be proud of, especially in the Middle East that doesn't have democracies. But instead, he used that as a scare tactic. So it's a pretty brutal 48 hours from certain perspectives.
So why would Israelis once again back policies that promise friction of all kinds and dramatically dilute the Jewish character of the Jewish state by making it inseparable? I mean, no Palestinian state means that the millions of Palestinians that are on the West Bank are there as part of the state. Right? Am I reading this right, or am I understanding the situation, Kenny, do you think, correctly?
Yeah, I think what you're saying is right. I look at our country and the way we vote, mm-hmm. almost always against our own interests.
Right.
And it's the same thing.
Well, because the American political advisors are all over the place in Israel. It's the same people. Carville had clients over there. The same people who advise. I'm not talking about the same ideas. I'm telling you it's the same people who run American campaigns for Republicans and Democrats go over to Israel and run the campaigns of the various characters that are running for office over there. It isn't the same ideas. It's the same group of people, advisors, if you will. So there are those the Republican advisors go over to work over Netanyahu, and whoever the Democratic advisors are go over to work on the parties that are on the other side. There are at least four major parties, I think, or five. Four or five major parties, and that's why they always have to come together as the coalition. The leader of the group that was also the sort of same thinkers as the Likud party, you might compare them to Republicans and Libertarians here. That group has said through its leader that was running against Netanyahu, we're not building a coalition with you. So now he's got to figure out how to come up with another group that they can have this coalition with. 120-seat parliament, 37 is what they need. They need 37 more beside what they have in order to have a majority, and apparently that's what they have. But it just is. Kenny put it extraordinarily well. It's against their best interests in terms of security to have voted the other way, so that the Palestinians could have their own piece of land and maybe bring some peace. But instead, Netanyahu pushes more people to the West Bank, build more houses, put more people over there, more tension, more shoot 'em ups, more bombings. That's all that does. Unless I'm not understanding, I've been there four times and I've wandered around these places. It's such a small country, and the nationalistic movements are really pretty interesting. 48 years, and there's been a problem on the West Bank, an occupation, if you will, and the anti-Palestinian fervor, the greed, if you will, of grabbing more land, and in essence guaranteeing that there's going to be more trouble. This goes back to, by the way, the 67 war. And the reason that the ceasefire took place and the reason that the line is where it is because America paid off both sides to stop fighting. You knew that, right? That's why they get $4 billion a year from us, the Egyptians, and the Israelis get $4 billion a year. That was the deal that was made in 1967 by LBJ. Stop the war, we'll give you the money, end of story. And so that's why the line, that's why there's, if they'd have given the Israelis a couple more days, they would have changed the border, in a sense. Whether I'm chuckling because, you know, whether it's right or it's wrong, it would have, in my estimation, eliminated all the tension, or much of the tension that exists there now, which is phony tension, if they would learn how to get along. But politically, it's not expedient for Netanyahu and his bunch to have that as a settlement, literally and figuratively, so let's keep shooting. It's almost like, ooh, this is cynical. Ooh, I'm feeling dirty even thinking about it. But remember what I said, and this may not be fair, because clearly the Democrats are in the pocket of the military-industrial complex as well. But think about it for a second. Who is the more bellicose of the two parties, the Republicans or the Democrats? Going to pick Republican. You picking a Republican, Kenny?
Yeah.
Okay. So we picked the Republicans as being more bellicose, more interested in shooting them up, more interested in wars and that sort of thing. And so the military-industrial complex, most of the people who run those companies, I'm betting, are big campaign. Well, they'll contribute campaign money to whoever it is that supports them, but there will be more Republicans doing that than Democrats. All you got to do to face up to that is look at yesterday's suggestion from the committee in the House that we need to increase our military spending. Who in their right mind thinks that we need to spend more money on defense, especially considering the report that came out last week and the report that came out last year as to how much waste, fraud, corruption, and abuse there is in the Pentagon and the Defense Department budget, to the tune of $240 billion a year out of the $700 billion, and you're going to give them more money to waste? What are you, out of your minds? How in the world does that make any sense? But the reason that I'm telling you the story now is because I'm thinking Netanyahu and his pals are big into helping out the military-industrial complex. Let's keep everybody on their toes, or let's keep everybody scared. We got to have more military hardware. Build us some more trucks. Build us some more tanks. Build us some more planes. Build us some more. I don't even know. Does Israel have a? a navy. We won't be too big. If you really must, because they have the coastal waters there, right?
Yeah.
A few subs and a couple of battleships someplace. Anyway, you'll get the point. I think I made my point. Thank you very much. 888-302-3684. It'll stir the pot and get a few people onto Facebook.com and into Twitter. The event I went to yesterday in Philadelphia about the future of certain types of broadcasting, and one of the things that became very apparent was the influence of Twitter. There are some people now who are advocating that we use Twitter for all of our sound bites. In other words, whatever we talk about, if we can't do it in 140 words, we shouldn't do it. So I guess I'd be fired if I wasn't running my own ship, huh? No, imagine that 140 word stuff going on here. Let's see if I can do this in 140 words. Tell you about why it is that you should smile more and think about power swabs. Power swabs will give you the impetus to smile more. When you're smiling, shall I keep going or not? When you smile, you want people to look at your face. You want to feel proud of that nice set of white teeth that you've got there. And if you've been smoking a lot or had a lot of coffee and tea, red wine over the years, you will really appreciate this, because this will fix the problem. And it'll do it quickly, too. Power swabs available at 800-281-6829. This is the least expensive and most effective way of you whitening your teeth. 800-281-6829 goes to work right away. You'll see an average of a couple of shades of your teeth being whiter each day. Try it over a 7-day period. This is a doctor-formulated product. Whitens your teeth with a tooth detergent that's natural and won't eat into the enamel of your teeth. Like the toothpastes that have those little pearls in them when you whiten up your teeth, but you're eating away at the enamel too. 800-281-6829 for power swabs. Risk-free trial. Wow, is your smile going to look great after you call and get power swabs at 800-281-6829.
Would you wait several days for your shower to get hot? Would you wait several days to feel the full effect of relief from your nasal congestion? FloNase Allergy Relief Nasal Spray could take that long. But if you're congested now and you want powerful relief now, use Afrin No Drip. Afrin starts working in seconds and keeps working for 12 hours. So why wait several days to feel the full effect? You can start to get relief in seconds with Afrin. Afrin, powerful congestion relief without the wait. Use as directed.
I like my breakfast like I like my rock. Soft. So I eat Belvita Soft Baked Breakfast Biscuits, a tasty breakfast option for nutritious morning energy. It's just what I want before writing a flute solo that will softly rock every dentist's office around. Try Belvita Soft Baked in oats and chocolate, cinnamon, mixed berry, and banana bread. Belvita, morn and win.
Private mortgage insurance, or PMI, can cost you thousands. But with the PMI advantage from Quicken Loans, you may never have to pay those expensive monthly mortgage insurance premiums again. Hi, I'm Jay Farner, president of Quicken Loans, and I'm excited to tell you that the Quicken Loans PMI advantage is our lender-paid mortgage insurance program. You see, we pay the PMI so you don't have to. Make the smart call and talk to one of our home loan experts today at 800-QUICKEN. You'll learn how the Quicken Loans PMI Advantage can give you more options, more flexibility, and may save you thousands when you refinance. And for 5 years in a row now, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction. And this year, for the first time, they've also ranked us highest in mortgage servicing. To learn more, call us at 800-QUICKEN. That's 800-QUICKEN, or visit us at quickenloans.com.
Visit jdpower.com for award information. Important terms and conditions apply. Calls for cost information. Equal housing lender. Licensed law 50 states and law number 3030.
Getting oversold for wireless service is an epidemic across America. Consumers are unknowingly purchasing more data and services than they need to, resulting in unused data from their phone plans. Now there's a new service on America's largest and most dependable network that gives consumers greater control. Total Wireless offers affordable wireless service options available exclusively at Walmart. Their plans give you everything you need and nothing you don't, such as unlimited talk, text, and 2.5 gigabyte plan for only $35 a month. There's also an add-on of lifetime carryover data cards. Unused carryover data never expires with active service, so consumers can keep the data they buy. For families that need additional devices, lines, and data, Total Wireless is one of the first prepaid, no-contract, shared family plans in the market. Shared data plans with unlimited talk, text, and 5 gigabytes of data are only $60 a month. For more info, go to TotalWireless.com or Walmart.com.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
The freeze-dry guy, leader in the preparedness industry for 44 years, is closing his California warehouse. Don't miss out on this huge warehouse sale and receive discounts from 30 to 40% off on the finest Mountain House and Packaway brand freeze-dried and dehydrated foods for long-term food storage or even everyday use. Plus deep discounts on all in-stock survival gear. The freeze-dry guy is offering a wide selection of freeze-dried foods in number 10 cans and even individually packaged entrees. Remember, meats, vegetables, fruits, and long-range patrol rations are the main components for any long-term food storage. This is limited to stock on hand, so hurry and call 866-404-3663 or 530-798-4414. Remember, as always, free shipping to the lower 48 states. So hurry up and call 866-404-3663 or 530-798-4414. Remember, this is limited to stock on hand. The freeze-dry guy is your choice for survival food in an uncertain world.
Now 53 after the hour on the Doug Steffen Good Day program, airing lots of material information that's conversational and then some. So let's get into Tech Talk time. Yesterday's Shelley Palmer seems to really have a bad thing with his voice this week, so he's not with us today. But Kenny and I, we have strong voices. Richie's got a strong voice, so we're here. The Internet browser poll that we ran yesterday at DougSteffen.com, because the announcement that Internet Explorer was going away in, what is it, 2016, 2017, next couple of years anyway, going to go poof, gonzo. So our question to you was which browser to use the most often. And you know what, Kenny? Most of our listeners who responded to the poll at DougSteffen.com said, they were on Internet Explorer, at least the largest percentage. 47% of you said you use Internet Explorer. 26% said Google Chrome. 16% said Firefox. Safari, 9%, and whatever else is out there, 2%. So I find that to be really very interesting, and the fact that it's going away. So what are you folks all going to do? More information on a big wireless The total of money coming in the wireless business. You'll be amazed to know how much money we spend on wireless. We'll tell you that story in a moment here on Good Day.
On Monday, Josh Leibarger made his status
Face of the Mondays,
followed by a frowny face. It got one like and five comments, including dislike. Well, Josh, Geico also wants to make a comment to turn that emoji's frown upside down. In just 15 minutes, you could save hundreds of dollars on your car insurance by switching to Geico. With all that extra dough, why not give Monday a makeover? We see an office party in your future, hosted by you. Hashtag happy face. Hashtag savings.
Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
With a Sam's Club membership, you get incredible savings every time you shop. Sam's Club members get an exclusive savings book with more than $5,000 in additional offers. Get a head start on spring cleaning with instant savings on your favorite products, like Lysol disinfecting sprays, Clorox cleaning products, OxiClean, and Bounty paper towels. Hurry into your local club to get these limited-time offers before March 29th. Join and save. Sam's Club. Life is better when you're in the club. See club for details.
All right, so here's something I bet many of you did not know. You may have suspected it. There was $224 billion spent on wireless.
Wow.
Last year, $224 billion dollars. Nearly $100 billion came from business. So $224 billion, $100 billion from business, $124 billion from your home or whatever, your own individual usage. And yet 70% of U.S. businesses agree that wireless plans are too complex. With T-Mobile's move to bring their uncarrier revolution to business, things got a lot simpler for everybody, as Brian Osich reports.
2 years into the uncarrier revolution, and customers are responding, says T-Mobile's chief operating officer, Mike Sievert.
Businesses want simplicity just like consumers do. So today we're introducing the uncarrier plan for business with no haggling. So now our best price is our only price. And it all starts at just $16 a line. That's a pretty major industry disruption.
And only with T-Mobile, when a business pays for an employee's wireless service, the employee's family gets big benefits, too.
We're taking care of employees of businesses, too. That's how the uncarrier rolls. By counting the employer-paid line as the first line on a family plan, now families can save a ton because they aren't paying for that first line twice, meaning they can save up to half off.
Last year, T-Mobile launched Contract Freedom, breaking customers free from their binding contracts. Now they have carrier freedom.
It's about freeing the millions of people locked into one of those monthly phone payment plans. Now we'll pay every penny they owe on that phone plan, up to $650 each, or we'll buy out their service contracts if they have one. It's all about having the freedom to switch.
For more, go to T-Mobile.com.
Hi, here's your delivery from Staples.com.
Thanks, Staples guy. Ugh, do you have stuff to clean this disaster of a break room?
Sure, Staples has wipes, paper towels, sprays, sponges, all at a low price.
How about these floors?
Disinfectant cleaners, mops, bucket with side press ringers, and yellow wet floor signs.
Anyone know how long it takes to reheat cod?
We also have air fresheners.
I'll take a case of those.
Make on budget happen, make cleaning up happen. Staples, make more happen. Now at Staples, get Scott 12-pack paper towels for just $7.99. Offer valid on SKU 300469, in-store and online. It's 328 while supplies last. See store staples.com for details.
Best Buy is going to pay out a special dividend and embark on the next phase of a three-year plan, cutting $400 million in costs. The company says same-store sales may slip in the first half of this year. Why is that? Low tablet demand. They're betting, though, on these new wearables, Kenny, and connected home systems, all of the things that you're going to be able to do from outside of your home, all the technology. You'll be able to look at your watch and see who's driving up your driveway. So Best Buy is going to sell a lot of that, so they say. Microsoft bringing biometric technology to Windows 10 operating systems when they launched this summer, enabling devices to authenticate users via touch or facial-based recognition instead of passwords. Who thinks that's a good idea? 59 after on Good Day.
You pick up the receiver with your heart racing and sweat dripping from your forehead. You finally muster the courage to dial the number to call into your favorite talk radio show. It rings once, twice, and then...
Hello, it's GCN. What's your name and the state you're calling from?
Surprised you got through, you squeak out.
Jason from Minnesota.
Please hold.
As you patiently wait for your turn, you begin to daydream about being a famous talk radio host and what it would be like to have your own show.
Jason from Minnesota, you're up.
Millions of loyal listeners worldwide waiting to call and talk to you.
Caller, are you there?
Cheering crowds surround you, calling out your name.
Jason. Going once. Twice. Okay, we got to move on to the next caller.
You blew it.
Huh? Wait. No.
Interact with the host you're listening to right now online at gcnlive.com. Click on the community link. Engage with other listeners. Ask questions. Start debates. Don't agree with the host? Let them know. Be a part of the community at gcnlive.com.